The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. The bowl season is off and running with a lot of meaningless football games so far. On our road to, obviously, the national title. NBA hoops in full throttle. Those Golden State Warriors back in action with a new winning streak. NFL football, the king, man. It is absolutely the king. And it's getting to be that time when, playoffs are coming and some of the best football is going to be played. I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. Let's welcome in Fred Wallen, one of my tag team partners in crime this hour. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm fine. Concussion comes out on Christmas Day. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, you know, on the other side, we're going to hook up with Ryan Jay from RyanJayReviews.com, nationally syndicated movie critic. We've had him before, Fred. You and I have talked to him. Does a great job. We'll be talking about the movie, obviously. Will Smith, Concussion. Happened to go to Creed last night, so I did see the preview. Looks awesome. I'm really excited, to be honest with you. I love Will Smith. Can't wait to get his take on it. I also saw he was hanging out with guys like Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. Ryan's all over the place, so really excited to have him on the program. Like Fred said, in just a couple minutes, we're going to hook up with Ryan Jay from RyanJayReviews.com, syndicated movie critic, talking about the movie Concussion. And you know what? Good time to be talking about that, because obviously football and whatnot with the playoffs, and we know how serious concussions are in the game. Anyways, we'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
As the weather gets colder, we all spend more and more time inside. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about making sure the air inside your home is safe to breathe right after this.
The probability of a serious fire in a building may be low, but the potential consequences are enormous. In addition to smoke alarms and fire extinguishers, fire-resistant building materials can give you extra time to escape when seconds count. Roxul Stonewall Insulation is a critical line of defense in fire protection. Roxul is made from basalt, rock, and slag, and this combination results in a non-combustible product. It resists temperatures up to 2,150 degrees and will not off-gas, contribute to toxic smoke, or promote flames. These tips brought to you by Roxul, the better insulation.
You may never see the greatest threat to your health inside your home. That's because carbon monoxide is an odorless, colorless gas whose effects can be very, very lethal. In fact, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says that every year more than 100 people die from unintentional exposure to carbon monoxide. The gas is produced by all fuel-burning appliances, so it's important that furnaces, water heaters, and ranges be well-maintained and properly vented to ensure your family's safety. Even if you don't have gas appliances, carbon monoxide can move into your home from a basement or attached garage. So don't let your car idle in these spaces or use grills or generators there either. Finally, protect yourself by installing a carbon monoxide detector on every level of your home. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons going on in the sports world, as we know. But you know what? We are a little different here, and actually, this is no different. We're talking sports, but in a different way. We're going to talk about the movie that's coming out on Christmas Day, Concussion, with Will Smith. And we've got an awesome guest, to be honest with you. We've had him before from, this guy is a nationally syndicated film critic. We're lucky to have him from RyanJReviews.com. Ryan J., what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know what, man? I actually went to a movie last night. I saw Creed last night. I thought it was pretty good, but they obviously threw in the Concussion movie preview in there. And I'll be honest, man, I'm excited. I love Will Smith. I really do. I loved him in, you know, The Fresh Prince. I loved him from the day that this guy has been around. He's such a great entertainer. Music, singing, dancing, you name it. The guy's got it totally covered. But I think this is a great movie, at least from the looks of what I saw. I'm really excited about this movie coming out Christmas Day, man.
Yeah, it is. It is a terrific movie. Will Smith is fantastic in it. He's already been nominated for Best Actor Golden Globe Award for this role. He plays a Nigerian forensic pathologist named Bennett Amalu, who really fought against the NFL doing research on brain damage, and he came up with this concept called CTE, which is chronic brain encephalopathy. And it's, you know, it happens to boxers, it happens to football players when they have repeated brain trauma, you know, from these head injuries that they receive over the course of their careers in sports. So it's a very interesting true story. It's kind of controversial because of the implications that it's having on the industry of sports right now, but it's an excellent, excellent film.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. It looked pretty awesome. Let me introduce you to the cast of characters that we have here. You've probably met Fred Wallen before because he's been on the show with me for a long time, but we've also got Jeff Rich in the mix as well. So Jeff Rich and Fred Wallen will also be firing things at you. So Fred, you first. I know you're a big movie guy. You love going to check movies out, and you're kind of a critic yourself. So go ahead, throw something at Ryan J.
Hey, RJ, you know, it's interesting. Last week, my wife and I saw Trumbo, and my mom was very, very politically growing up, and we enjoyed Trumbo, but I knew going in that they didn't tell the truth in that movie. It was very well acted, no question about that, and the reason I bring that up is that Edward G. Robinson did never name names, and in that movie, they had him as the guy who did name names. And so, for me, it's outside the realm of possibility that they would give that movie an Oscar, whatever the case might be. Now we got another movie, and the doctor who's taken credit for basically discovering CT, I've been reading all kinds of articles that other doctors really beat him to the punch. I mean, what have you read about that? And would that eliminate a movie from Oscar consideration, in your opinion, if that's the case?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily eliminate a movie from Oscar consideration because, you know, in adaptation, whether it's a book that's adapted to a screenplay that becomes a movie, or if it's a piece of theater that's adapted to become a movie, or even just, in this case, a real-life story that's adapted to the big screen, there are liberties taken to create more dramatic tension, to tell a story better, to captivate an audience. You know, to bring in, you know, the eyes and the attention to build, you know, suspense and keep you on the edge of your seat. And this film, as a piece of entertainment, first and foremost, is fantastic. It does tell a true story. And what I've read mostly is that there was some research, you know, for about a decade or so earlier prior to all this focus against the NFL, focusing on boxers. You know, so they were aware that there are ramifications for having, you know, a long career in these kinds of sports that can result in physical damage. Now, personally, on my own behalf, I recently interviewed and sat down with a neurologist to talk about, you know, what's really going on here, and he told me that the brain isn't really fully formed and developed until age 26. And so Will Smith has personally said he had, you know, a son who was involved in high school football, and he used to be very supportive of that, but you know, he was worried that since the brain isn't fully formed until that age, that, you know, maybe with this new information or now that it's finally getting exposed as a reality, that parents or kids might not want to partake in dangerous sports until after high school or college. But I know that's crazy because obviously, you know, college football is a religion to many people in this country. You know, it's such a cultural aspect of bringing families together. It's many ways that people relate to one another. So I don't know that it's really going to change anything, but at the very least, it makes things more aware, makes people more aware. And the NFL has responded. You know, they are working on introducing new kinds of protective gear. They are having more advanced medical aids right on the sidelines so that when injuries do occur on the field, they can treat them immediately and work with them. So I feel like, you know, those are all good things that are coming out of this.
Very interesting stuff. Ryan J., check him out, RyanJReviews.com, nationally syndicated movie critic, does a fantastic job. I know, look, man, I could actually sit here and just talk movies with you, to be honest with you. I know you did the Star Wars thing has just come out. I saw you hanging out with guys like Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. I mean, it's got to be a pretty good gig, man.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. For me, it's a dream. It's a dream job, you know, because I always joke that for a bad day at the office for me is when a movie sucks. Because, you know, once in a while they do, right?
Yeah,
but I can't complain. So have you guys seen the Star Wars movie yet?
We haven't, but now I'm going to introduce you to Jeff Rich, who's got something to throw at you as well. He's the other tag team partner in crime here as well. So, Jeff, throw something at Ryan J.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, because the NFL's kind of put its foot on the throat of Hollywood over the last decade or so with the Matthew McConaughey movie, The Two for the Money, the ESPN original drama, Playmakers. And it seems like you'd think, you know, that the way that they've reacted to concussions and the way that they've failed in a lot of ways of late, that they would want to bury this movie the same way. Yet you see it on the CBS and Fox games that they're actually advertising, showing the trailer for this movie. Is the NFL just waving the white flag with this, or is the movie just not that much of a gotcha?
Well, I think the movie is a bit of a gotcha. Now, I'm not a huge sports fan, but I do love sports movies because I find them often very rousing. You know, there's a climax. You're rooting for an underdog. Usually there's a lot of sports scenes throughout the film that are, you know, building dramatic tension, and by the end of the movie you're cheering, sometimes welling up with tears when you're so excited that the team or the character you're rooting for is the winner, right? And so with Concussion, it's not as much a sports movie as it is a drama that deals with science and medicine, and it's a very different kind of tone for film. There are not a lot of scenes in Concussion that are actually on the field showing players working. It's more about the tension between the NFL and this doctor, and the NFL is portrayed pretty poorly in this movie. They're made to look like they're really trying to silence this doctor. They're made to look like they're really trying to, like, hush up the truth of what's going on here.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, you know, I walked away from this movie movie feeling like I can't look at football the same ever again. Like, it really affected me that way. But I don't think that this is really big news to a lot of sports fans. I think it's something that you kind of know, but you know, you kind of deal with in whatever way you can. And but I think that it's something that the NFL just can't ignore at this point. And so they realize it's a big deal. They've got, you know, A-lister Will Smith in it, and they're probably on board in so much as like they can't look any worse than they already have, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff, Ryan, man. Really appreciate you taking time out with us here on the program. I'm pretty sure you got better things to do. I know you're traveling, so be safe, obviously. Have a great holiday season, and just keep doing what you love doing, because you know what? I love talking to you, and we don't get to do it enough. There should be more sports movies, man.
I agree with that. Thanks so much for having me on.
Ryan J, man, check him out. Go to his website, ryanjreviews.com. Check him out on Facebook as well, obviously Twitter. Dude is amazing, if you ask me. I love talking to him. Fred, that's probably the second or third time you've had a chance to talk to him, but always interesting and insightful about the movies we bring him on to talk about.
He knows his stuff, no question about that.
Absolutely. We'll be back. We're going to get into, obviously, some NFL and other things that are going on in the sports world. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fred Wallen. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen's with us. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, myself, Phoenix, Arizona, or somewhere in that vicinity. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, old school style, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, let's get into the NFL, man. We could talk bowls, but we've got like a month to do that. So why even do that at this point? I want to talk NFL. This is the time of year when you kind of want to be playing your best football. You know, you've got to kind of get healthy. You've got to be able to execute when you really need to down the stretch. And Jeff and I have been talking about this for a while, Fred. At the end of the day, I think there's four teams in the NFC, and I think that there's maybe three teams in the AFC. With that being said, still a lot of things to be determined on the field. Do you think, Fred, that the Colts can get out of their disastrous division? They have such a weird thing going on with quarterback, with Pagano. How do you think that situation really is?
Well, I think it's a mess, and it's a mess because it's a mess because of obviously the injury to Luck. And in answer to that question, I do not think so. A 40-year-old quarterback. Certainly he started solidly, no question about that, but he's a 40-year-old quarterback. Give me a break. And he wasn't a starter most of his career anyway. So no, I don't, if Luck were there and Luck was healthy, they'd have a shot. But without him, and again, who knows when he's going to come back. Listen, a lacerated kidney is nothing to sneeze about. I mean, it's a very, very dangerous situation. You can't put a guy back. God forbid if something should happen to him by putting him back too early. I'm always one of these guys, you put him back in too late rather than too early. You know, you got to be safe. That's the most important issue here. And very quickly, Andy, let me just tell you something about our previous guest, RJ, and something, I don't know if you guys read it, but in the Los Angeles newspapers, one of the major newspaper chain this week, they had an article about the following. Are you ready for this? Huh. 126 high school football players have died over the last decade. 11 have died this year. Now, if you had a 14-year-old kid, Jeff and Andy, would you want him to play football? And so when we say, hey, it'll all pass by, okay, but I don't think we'll have football in 100 years. I mean, what I'm saying is it's not going to happen right away, but 126 17 and 18-year-old kids died over the last decade. 11 have passed away this year playing high school football.
That's terrible.
Fred, you know, this is a difficult discussion. You know, I'm a former high school football player. What we know now about the brain injuries, the effects of playing football, the effects of, you know, the head hitting the ground, you know, the helmet hits, everything that comes along with, you know, playing football, you know, even if you're not at a very high level, which, you know, I don't consider high school football to be a very high level, you know, and it's difficult because, you know, my father tells me, you know, I'm 37 now, I haven't played football since I was 17, that if he knew what he, you know, what he now knows about concussions, there's no way he would have ever let me play. And I think that, you know, maybe my brain would be better off, maybe not now, but 20, 30 years down the road when I'm, you know, in my 60s and 70s, I'd like to have, you know, I'd like to have all the marbles in the right places up there. But, you know, even in hindsight, I'm not sure that I would give up the joy and the experience of playing football. So this is a really difficult subject, you know, even talking about the moving concussion.
I mean, look, I think it's one of those deals where, you know what, man, you got to live your life. You got to have fun. You got to do what you want to do. You know, you see so many people having success in sports, whether it's football or something else, whatever your dream is, it's kind of like that you'd be taking something potentially away from yourself. And I understand where you're going with it, Fred. It may be for your own betterment. It may be to keep you alive longer, whatever. But it's an individual's life. And it's hard to tell somebody, hey, this is really – you can tell them everything you want. You can say, listen, this potentially could be harmful to you, this, that, and the other. And – you know what? People are still going to make the choices that they make. And I think it's just, I guess at the end of the day, it's really important just to be educated and the best you possibly can. Know all the risks that you take going into something as best that you can, and prepare yourself for, you know, not only the best, but also the worst. And again, live your life, enjoy it, but make good choices. And if football is one of those choices, well, then realize that the ramifications are it's a barbaric sport and potentially could do some serious harm to you later on in life, whether it's, you know, physically, mentally, whatever. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that this game is going to affect you. So, and Fred, Jeff's point, you can't. It's hard to take away from the glory that you have playing sports and the relationships that you make and the camaraderie that you build. So it's such a good argument, to be honest with you guys. It's a great argument. I don't think, in all honesty, I don't think there's a right or a wrong. I mean, it's just about being educated and let yourself know, hey, these are the positives, these are the negatives, and this is potentially what can happen great for me, and this is what could potentially happen really badly for me. So, what are your options?
Football is like the new sex. You know, sex got dangerous in the 90s as we learned about AIDS and, you know, and the risk of pregnancy and everything else. And, you know, the best way to avoid that is abstinence, but we don't explore that as a real possibility to embed in our young people. And I think that it's becoming the same way with football. The best way not to suffer these brain injuries is not to play, but how much do you love the game? How much is society going to continue to embrace the game to where kids are going to want to play it? Because I think that we've seen a fall off with baseball in the youth communities, and it might happen the same way with football, you know, especially if we're going to go to flag football until you're in your sophomore year of high school or something radical like that.
Yeah.
I just think it's difficult because we know the answer. The answer is to not play. But it's just so, it's that temptation, and it's the joy that makes us all enjoy the game so much.
Let me tell you a personal story, okay? Nobody could have loved basketball playing it more than I did as a kid. I was going to go to the University of Arizona and play basketball. I developed what is called scoliosis, which is a curvature of the spine, which cost me like 6 inches jumping and whatever. So my mom and dad took me to the best doctors in Southern California, maybe in the world, Dr. Robert Curlin, the Dodger doctor, Frank Jobe, the Dodger doctor. They were going to have an operation on my lower back, my lower spine, to straighten me up, and I'd have to be like in a cast for a period of time. 2 days before the operation, I swear this is true, it's 40-something years ago, Dr. Curlin called me up. He said, Frank, I want to see you. And I came into his office, and they basically said the following. This is Bob Curlin talking, Robert Curlin talking now. Hey, listen, I was going to play basketball at USC. I developed rheumatoid arthritis, so I decided to help and protect athletes rather than be an athlete. And I put my hand up and I said, you're talking about paralysis, right, if we have the operation? And he said, yeah, there's a 1 in a million shot, but there is that 1 in a million shot we're dealing with the spine. So I said, as much as I love basketball, oh, thank you, doctors. Let's pass on the operation. So as you just said, it's everybody's choice. I made mine. I was just worried about the paralysis as much as I love basketball. I think some kids, if they're told, would turn away from the game. And I guarantee you many, many parents would turn their kids away from the game with movies like this and articles like this.
Yeah.
And because RJ said at 26 years of age, your brain is set. Other people say
that was interesting, actually.
And other people have said at 14. So what we're basically saying is we don't know. And that's pretty dangerous. We don't know when our bones and our brain is really set. And that's a major problem, Andy.
But think about it like this. I mean, we're always developing as a human being when you really think about it, right? I mean, whether it's gaining knowledge, obviously becoming more educated, or like you're saying now, you know, we don't exactly know when our brains and bones and everything really stop growing. We have ideas and thoughts, but nobody really knows. I mean, it's along those lines of you know you can't believe everything you see or everything you read. You got to see it to believe it. So I don't know, man. It is what it is. But actually, it looks like we got a caller, so we're gonna hang on to the caller till the next segment. By the way, so Stay on the line. The phone number is 1-800-878-7529. A lot of interesting things to talk about. Let's be honest. That movie Concussion has just kind of brought a lot of things to light for us to bring back into the discussion. And I guarantee that it'll bring out a lot of things in the next few weeks, too. And the thing that Brian said also that I kind of found to be the same from the preview that I saw last night in the movie theater was that the NFL wanted to keep this on the DL, the down low, because they didn't really want this news breaking out and this and that and the other. So, look, I think this is one of those things where weren't they trying not to let this movie come out for a while, if I'm not mistaken, Fred?
I don't know that it'd be the case one way or the other. I know this, that the networks are more than happy to take the money for advertising the movie.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A whole slew of games, obviously, to be talking about in the NFL. So if that's on your mind, we obviously want to talk about it. So many things still up to be determined in the NFL with the final few weeks to come. You know what? I know you guys are thinking I'm crazy, but Packers still have a shot to have that second seed, and I'll tell you how on the other side. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man, and this is Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now, like wool blend and down coats for her and him, 60% off. Take 50% off men's and women's sweaters. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on select fine jewelry. Cold weather boots for her, now 50% off. Take 25 to 30% off plus a $50 mail-in rebate on KitchenAid mixers. Plus get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Doors open at 8 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Music is a gift like no other. And this weekend at Guitar Center, with the best selection of gear and the season's best deals, it's yours to give. Surprise them with an Epiphone Les Paul or Fender acoustic guitar for just $99 each. Put M Audio Studio monitors under the tree for just $89 each. SPL Hickory drumsticks, buy one pair, get one free. Or pick them up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. We'll help you give them their favorite gift this year, in-store and online at Guitar Center.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T, based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40, and we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Buy or lease the hottest Samsung Galaxy smartphones and get a free 32-inch LED Samsung TV. Don't wait. Offer ends December 24th. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/free Samsung TV.
Speed claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Actual download speeds may vary by location and device capability. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee, credit valid port-in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. TV after online rebate subject to terms.
Music is a gift like no other. And this weekend at Guitar Center, with the best selection of gear and the season's best deals, it's yours to give. Surprise them with an Epiphone Les Paul or Fender acoustic guitar for just $99 each. Put a wireless vocal mic under the tree for just $29. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $199. Or pick them up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. We'll help you give them their favorite gift this year, in-store and online at Guitar Center.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now, like wool blend and down coats for her and him, 60% off. Take 50% off men's and women's sweaters. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on select fine jewelry. Cold weather boots for her, now 50% off. Take 25 to 30% off plus a $50 mail-in rebate on KitchenAid mixers. Plus get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Doors open at 8 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All aboard! All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. And before the break, I told you that the Green Bay Packers can still have the number two seed. And you're probably wondering, like, how in the world is this possible? Well, figure it out. I think there are four teams in the NFC. I said this to you guys earlier in the program, and now I'll share that with you before we go out to our caller, Chris, who's in Lakewood, Colorado. We'll get to you in just a second. The Packers, the Carolina Panthers, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Arizona Cardinals. Those are my four teams that I truly think have a shot to come out of the NFC. And not in that order by any means, okay? I didn't say them in any order. It just came out that way. In the AFC, Fred, in the AFC, Jeff, I think it's the Patriots. I think it's the Steelers. I think you can throw Denver in there, maybe. I think you can throw Cincinnati in there, maybe. I don't know, but most likely not. I think it's the Patriots or I think it's the Steelers. But here's how the Green Bay Packers can still get the number two seed. If the Packers win out, they can still be 12-4. If the Arizona Cardinals slip up in Philadelphia, let's say, well, that game next week between the Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals becomes a whole heck of a lot more significant. Because if the Green Bay Packers can somehow come into Arizona and beat the Arizona Cardinals, well, then they control their destiny by winning out the last week of the season when they play the Minnesota Vikings and the Arizona Cardinals play the Seattle Seahawks. So it's tough. It's going to be hard, but it's still not completely a done deal as to who is the number two seed. The number one seed, it's all done. We all know that. But as far as number two, Fred, as far as number one, number two, Jeff, it's still out there. Need a little bit of help, but along with what I'm saying, let's say this now. Arizona hasn't had the same schedule that the Green Bay Packers have. And people want to knock the Green Bay Packers for the losses that they have, which were uncharacteristic. Detroit and Chicago. Other than that, they're right there with Carolina and Arizona at that 11-2 mark. But they have those two awful losses, as a lot of people would like to say. Hell froze over twice this year. I'm sorry. It does happen. But, Fred, are you getting my point is that there's a lot to be played for still in the weeks to come?
Oh, no, no question about that. They have two top-notch running backs. Most teams do not have that. What they don't have is Jordy Nelson. And so that has to balance out. But those the way Lacy ran last week, obviously, last couple of weeks, he's back. And Starks is an awfully talented running back in his own right. So the bottom line is most teams don't have that. And obviously you've got the quarterback. So anything is possible in the National Football League. As they say, Andy, that's why they play the games.
Absolutely. Hey, let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with Chris in Lakewood, Colorado. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, not to mention about the Packers, Andy. They got embarrassed on national television against the Broncos. They squeak out a Hail Mary victory against the Lions after already losing to them. Or no, was it the Cowboys? Sorry, the Cowboys. The Cowboys. I mean, unbelievable. Well, no, they beat the Cowboys handily. It was the Lions. They lost the Lions and then barely beat the Lions. And then barely beat some suspect teams, winning close games all year long. I know Jordy Nelson's injured, but Aaron Rodgers is not the Aaron Rodgers of we're accustomed to. The O-line may be part of the reason.
Yeah, they've been banged up all year. They finally got healthy. So we noticed that they were able to run for about 200 yards on the Dallas Cowboys in that victory. So, look, I am not saying that the Green Bay Packers are getting to the Super Bowl. I'm just letting people realize and understand this is a 9-4 football team that we're talking about as to, like, they're 4-9, like the Dallas Cowboys, for instance, or 4-10, whatever they are. The point of the matter is that they haven't hit their stride. They have played a very difficult schedule. You mentioned Denver. You mentioned Carolina. They're going to be playing the Arizona Cardinals. They played Seattle. They played Kansas City. They played the Vikings. So when you look at who they've played – they play over 500 teams almost week in and week out. Yes or no, Fred? And I think that a lot of people don't understand that when you play a schedule like the Green Bay Packers play and you get out of it and you're okay come playoff time and you're healthy maybe, that's the real truth about NFL playoff football is be healthy, get hot, and you have a good shot to run the table. Yes,
Dorf,
or no?
Dorf, you know, I think you're being a little disrespectful to the Arizona Cardinals at 11-2. I mean, you're asking, you know, for a lot of drop off in production from a team that
they play the Philadelphia Eagles right on Sunday Night Football. The Eagles are playing to stay in that division race. The Cardinals, on the other hand,
they're playing the Arizona Cardinals. This is a game that they're going to lose because they're going up against a better football team that's going to be better prepared to go in there on the road and win under the bright lights. They've gone up to Seattle and done it. They'll have no problem going into Philadelphia and doing it. And I wouldn't be surprised if they pull it out next week, you know, at Lambeau Southwest when they play the Green Bay Packers. But I just think that to suggest that Green Bay has such a great shot at the 2 seed is a little bit ridiculous given where the Arizona Cardinals sit. And obviously with Carolina at 13-0, nobody's catching them.
I never said they have a great shot, Fred, did I? I said they still have a chance. I never said this is a great shot. I said they have to have a lot of things happen for this to happen, but it's not out of the question. Again, all that has to happen, again, you're not really hearing me. All that has to happen is the Cardinals need to lose 2 out of their last 3. They could easily lose 2 out of their last 3 as long as the Green Bay Packers run the table, okay?
But they're a team that's lost 2 out of their first 13. I mean, I think that those are
Right, and they've played who? Again, I think you're looking at their schedule and you're not being realistic. Look at who the Cardinals have played. They haven't played that great of a schedule, and that's what I'm trying to point out here. In general, this is about scheduling.
What? No, schedule.
I think we just lost Andy right here on Dorf on Sports. Our phone number, 1-800-878-7529, 1-800-878-PLAY. Chris, let me ask you a question. You think if you had to bet one way or the other, do you think Andy's Green Bay Packers would get that second seed?
No, Fred, absolutely not. The Packers are a team, when I look at them and I look at my Cardinals, they're a team that does not intimidate me. They're a team that actually excites me because I think we match up well against their secondary with our Michael Floyd, Larry Fitzgerald, Browns.
Don't forget J.J. Nelson now. Don't forget J.J. Nelson. I've got him going fantasy this week. Don't forget J.J. Nelson. Hey, Andy, Chris thinks that the Cardinals, in the end, are a better team than your Packers.
I think Dorf's got to accept that. I mean, that's the way it is. You know, you shouldn't be battling it out with the Minnesota Vikings, you know, in their current state in 2015. When, you know, if you're really going to talk about winning a Super Bowl, I think that the defensive accusations against them are a little bit of a stretch, but I think there's some validity to it. And, you know, I think that when they run into a team like Arizona or Seattle or Carolina in the postseason, they're going to have problems, which means they're not going to have a very deep run.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. Going into this season, did you have the hunch that Carson Palmer would have the kind of season he's had so far in 2015?
Absolutely not. You know, when everybody was leaning on the games that Palmer didn't play, you know, on Palmer's win-loss record and showing all the losses were in games that he didn't play in, I didn't think that we had a big enough sample size. But, man, when he's healthy with all those weapons and, you know, they have such depth at running back, that really impresses me. We call Arians the quarterback whisperer, but he figures it out with the run game. And, you know, even when Ellington, you know, and John, you know, and one of the Johnsons doesn't stay healthy, it's always next man up there, and they keep defenses honest with their balanced play, and I think that a lot of that goes back to what Carson Palmer is able to do on the field, you know, during the play and between the plays as well.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call very, very much right here to Dorf on Sports at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let's see if Andy's back right now on his own show. Andy, are you back?
Yeah, you know, hey, technology is not always the greatest. But at the end of the day, you know what? We don't need Donald Trump to shut it down. It's to shut the disc down every now and then. But look, again, I'm more talking about scheduling in general with the way that it works in the NFL. And one thing that I do think sits very well for the Green Bay Packers is when they got the two Thursday night games in a row, late in the season, they were able to get some bodies healthy. You know that they had the four offensive linemen that went out, and they're back. And we saw what happened when they played the Dallas Cowboys, like you're talking about, Fred. They got that running game going. And look, what does it take? It takes a few good plays from a wide receiver to go out and make something happen, to get, obviously, a little bit of room for that running game. But the running game itself can really help out the passing game, as we know. So get Montgomery healthy, maybe Abadaris, maybe Corliss back. But they still have a lot of weapons, even though Jordy isn't there. I think to think that they don't have a shot is foolish. That's all I'm saying. With the way that sports work, get into the tournament, be hot, be healthy, you got a shot.
Do you think that they have any problems bottling up Khalil Mack, who's probably a rather underrated performer on the defensive side of the ball for the Oakland Raiders?
You know what? You have a great point. But here's the deal, man. Do your assignments. And I think that the Raiders will be a little bit banged up on offense as well. I don't think their stud receiver is going to be totally healthy either on the other side. So, look, man. And you know, if we want to pick things apart piece by piece, if you look at defensive ends or defensive linemen versus this guy or that guy, Aaron Rodgers is better than Carr. We know that. I mean, look, so things even out, like Fred always talks about, this or that evens out. One guy, yes, can wreak havoc. Don't get me wrong. But if you can't figure out how to stop one guy throughout the course of a football game, you're in trouble. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter.
Well, everybody got in trouble like that with Lawrence Taylor back in the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, again, there are special players. Don't get me wrong. We all know that. Hey, real quickly, any chance that Cam Newton doesn't win the MVP this year, guys? Any chance? I mean, the only chance I see is if the guy, and I don't want to say this, but if something terrible happens, like he dies before the season ends, that's the only way I see Cam Newton not winning the MVP.
I think there's a lot of season left. You know, I think Carson Palmer's a strong candidate, but you know, I would say that Newton's got to be the odds-on favorite at this point.
And you're right. Carson Palmer's had a pretty solid year, to be honest with you. Very solid. He kind of goes under the radar a little bit. Fred, Cam Newton, how good has he been this year to you?
He doesn't have the great wide receivers. He's got the tight end. I would give it to him, barring something horrendous happening. I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guys had a fantastic year. But my question is this. Let's say they do go undefeated, okay? And, you know, they could lose to the Giants, let's be honest, so you never know. But let's say they go undefeated and they don't get to the Super Bowl and they don't win at all. Does that take away that 16-0, Fred?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, obviously – it's happened before to the Patriots. No, I don't think it takes away from a tremendous season and a guy maybe growing up a whole lot. And I didn't have any faith in his no question about his talent, but I mean, obviously out of Auburn, I didn't trust him. But I mean, he's grown up and he's led that team. And I don't like the somersaults in the end zone, but he's fine.
Yeah, you know what? The celebration is a celebration. They got to have fun. I don't have a problem with it. My dad has a problem with it. I think it's something with that older generation that has a real problem with it.
Thank you very much.
Pause for the cause. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Norfolk Sports and Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Ryan J. from RyanJReviews.com. Check him out on Facebook, on Twitter, nationally syndicated movie critic. We talked to him about Concussion, which is coming out on Christmas Day. So check it out, everybody, for sure. Hey, fellas, this is the favorite part of the show, if you ask me, when we kind of do our closing shots or parting shots, if you will, about kind of what's on our mind about something that's been going on in the sports world. So a little quicker today, maybe 30 seconds each. Fred, you're up first.
Well, you know what I'm going to say. Another horrendous week for management as far as the L.A. Dodgers are concerned. They don't know what direction to go. They don't know what's up, what's down. And Andrew Friedman has been a total failure in his 12 months as the head of Dodger basically management. And he stinks, and he ought to go.
Thanks for Zach Greinke. That's all the Arizona Diamondbacks are saying. Jeff, your turn.
Hey, you know, the peeling scabs off old wounds. Thursday night we watched an aesthetically displeasing football game with the last of the NFL's color rush between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the St. Louis Rams, quite possibly the last NFL football game ever played in the city of St. Louis. And as those fans say goodbye to their teams, you know, my heart's with them. I can definitely empathize.
And my parting shot is to those Milwaukee Bucks, man. Get your act together. You don't go out and go to strip clubs at 4 in the morning in L.A. because you're going to a big city. Act like you've been there before. Walk the walk. Talk the talk. Do it because you take a team out that's 24-0 and then you lose to the worst team in the league. Wake up. Get it right, J-Kid. Get it right, Young Bucks. Be professionals. For Fred Wallen, for Jeff Rich, for Scott, Oxford. Ryan J., I'm the Dorf Man. Saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.